All right, it's 8:37 here on Hot Talk 99.5 and the Hot Talk Morning Show. Ed Bocchino with Revolution Mortgage going to join us just after 9 o'clock, our weekly Ask a Lender segment. During the break, you may have heard that spot from my friend Eric Wilson with iSell Health. He's not kidding when it comes to policyholders who roll through the Unaffordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. In fact, Eric is going to be in studio with us this time next week to talk about, well, we're hearing more and more, right, the cost of everything continuing to go up. Well, we'll talk about utility rates in a moment. But yes, a recent analysis from a number of healthcare-focused groups showcasing the fact that there will be insurance premium hikes at the tune of maybe 75% on average for marketplace enrollees next year. Out-of-pocket premium payments for those enrolled in Obamacare projected to increase by over 75% on average. And other state-level analysis have projected even greater increases. And that's in large part because these tax credits that were coupled with the Affordable Care Act are set to expire. Those tax credits were introduced during the COVID pandemic. So that's the thing. We passed everything under the sun through the kitchen sink, plus a couple of extra outhouses into these COVID bills that everyone needed to pass to keep the world solvent after shutting down the world because of COVID. So they move forward with an issue because they have to address the problem. The solution to the problem creates more problems, and only government can fix said problems is essentially what I'm reading here. As there were tax credits introduced in response to the COVID pandemic, those credits are now going to expire, and your health insurance is going to continue to skyrocket when it comes to out-of-pocket premium payments by over 75% on average. Eric can help you out. He'll talk with us next week, iSellHealth.com. Right now, Frank Knapp is with us. He's the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. And, well, what do you know, talking about rate hikes? Well, those Duke Progress Energy customers across the Palmetto State, we've got a couple of thousand of those here within our broadcast area. You're looking about at a 15% increase in your electricity rate for those Duke Energy Progress customers come next year. Frank is going to explain why. Mr. Knapp, it's great to hear from you here this morning.
Well, Joe, thank you for letting me come on the air with you. And yes, this issue fits right in with your conversation about everything, the cost of everything going up.
Why is it, Frank, that Duke Energy Progress wants to hike these rates upwards of 15%?
Well, basically, these utility companies make money when they build things. That's how they really make their money, because they get a guaranteed profit or a profit that they can achieve when they do borrow capital. And Duke Energy Progress wants to attract more industry, including these big tech data centers, and they're looking at needing to produce and build more energy service for those customers. And of course, the bad thing about it is residential customers and small businesses are not driving the need for more electricity. It is the industry and these big data centers. So small businesses and residential customers are going to be asked to pay over 15% higher rates. For a residential customer, that's like over about $22 a month. That's over $250 a year more. Small businesses also being asked to pay 15% higher rates. But the ones that are driving the need for more electricity are the large, you know, utilities. Their rates are only going up about 3.6% if this is approved. That's simply not fair.
So, I mean, Frank, essentially, if you were to make the case maybe to a customer out there or just the everyday average Joe, hey, we're going to charge you a little bit more, but on the flip of that, your energy is going to be more efficient, more affordable in the long haul, and we're going to upgrade these systems that have not been upgraded in decades. When we talk about the electrical grid and some of the other ways in which we consume energy, you make that case to utility customers, and you could see why people might jump on board with that. In this instance, as you're laying out for us, they're going to charge us more, and big tech companies are going to get the advantage of all this.
That is correct. they do need, the utility does need to keep transmission lines upgraded and that type of thing. But there is no argument that can be made that by increasing their rates, somehow down the road they'll pay less. That's simply not going to happen. And it's it is unfortunate that we have to go to a public hearing. In fact, this Thursday is the first public hearing in Florence. And we really hope that the public turns out to say that they can't take a 15% rate hike on their utilities. They can't afford to pay $22 more a month for the utility, especially when they're not driving the need for it. It's really the big tech data centers and large industries. But those entities aren't being asked to pay their fair share.
Frank Knapp is the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce, referring to, of course, our conversation related to your utility bills, particularly in this case for Duke Energy Progress customers. We've got a couple of thousand within our specific region. It gets larger in terms of the customer base the further into the Midlands and into the upstate you go. And I know we've got listeners in Brunswick and Columbus counties over in North Carolina who are in all likelihood a Duke Energy customer. Frank, how does this process go? There'll be a couple of public hearings, and then eventually this will go to Columbia. And usually there's some negotiation that's had, and then they hopefully will come with a lesser rate hike, or if none at all. That rarely happens. So just kind of take us through what that process looks like in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, so Joe, you do have probably more than a couple thousand in your listening audience.
Okay.
There's 177,000 across the 13 counties that they serve, and your footprint covers a lot of that.
Sure.
Anybody who's not getting direct served by a co-op or Santee Cooper is going to be impacted with that. So, yeah, we have a public hearing coming up this Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Florence County Council Chambers on North Irby Street. Anybody and everybody's allowed to show up. The public service commissioners will be listening. Some of them will be in the listening from in the room. They need to hear from the public. The public has got to come out. And if they do that, that's going to influence the final decision. There's three more public hearings, one's in Sumter, one's in Lee County, in Bishopville, and then they'll do a public hearing in Columbia. But October 25th, I believe, is the date, October 27th, that the Public Service Commission will start the rate process if a settlement has not been reached. Now, South Carolina Small Business Chamber is an intervener in this process. We will be meeting with the other interveners. We will try to make an offer to Duke Energy Progress. And often that offer is hammered out and agreed to, so there's really no public hearing. But yes, we're shooting for something a lot less than what they're asking for. And yes, there will probably be a small, hopefully it's just a small rate increase, and that we won't negatively impact the economy by sending more money to Duke Energy Progress.
And we talk about, your focus obviously day to day is on small businesses across our state and these larger tech companies. And we talk about a need to diversify, right, our economy, especially in our specific region, relying on hospitality. And there are data centers and other sorts of things popping up, within the Myrtle Beach region. But, nonetheless, just to circle back to the beginning of our conversation, these companies are relying on, the little man here to pay for the big guy's bill is what we've gathered here. And the hope is that you're able to negotiate some better terms for everyone on Main Street and not necessarily the people, that are raking in the big bucks.
Absolutely. We do not need to have the residential customers and small business customers subsidizing the profits of Google and Meta and everybody else. They ought to be responsible for generating their own electricity, not put that on the back of all the regular consumers.
And then you couple that with, as these companies seek areas that serve as a tax haven, like the Carolinas, for instance, they also are the recipients of massive tax incentives and tax breaks to come and build their data center in our area, only for then, when it comes to small business, right? Small businesses have been the footprint of our country, of our state, of our region for generations. and they get no special treatment. So why is it that only the big corporations get these sorts of deals with our elected officials and our state agencies? It's baffling to me, Frank.
Well, you're absolutely correct. We do give these tax incentives to these data centers to come here. And the question is, why? They want to come here. Why should we give them tax breaks and then cost the take money away from state government and services, needed services? We had legislation to stop that this past year. Unfortunately, the House, South Carolina House, took out that information, took it away, and now we're going to try to get it back again. But you're absolutely right. Big business, it's always been that we try to attract them with tax credits and direct payments and this type of thing, when it's small businesses that account for about 50% of everybody employed in this state or employed by a small business. They're not getting any tax breaks. It's all on them. And it's just simply, it's not right. We need to change that. And we can start right now with these data centers and make them pay their own way instead of passing on the cost to residential and small business customers.
Hey, Frank, how can people learn more, not only about your organization, about these efforts and the ongoing negotiations and hearings that will play out over the next few weeks?
Sure. They can always go to our website at www.scsbc.org. So they can just Google up South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce and they'll get it. The information is there about these public hearings. But again, I just want to emphasize, it's this Thursday at 6 p.m., Florence County Council Chamber. Definitely try to turn out and tell people, tell those commissioners, this is unacceptable. They do not want a 15% rate hike.
Hey, we know that small business is the lifeline of the U.S. economy. And Frank, obviously doing work with the Small Business Chamber of Commerce here in South Carolina. Mr. Knapp, keep us in the know, in the loop, not only in this conversation, but anything that might pop up on your radar that might be of interest to our show and our listeners here around the Grand Strand.
Well, invite me back to talk about those premium tax credits through the health insurance marketplace. I'd love to talk to you about that, too.
All right. Well, it's coming down the pike, so I'll reach out here in the next couple of weeks, all right?
Great. Thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate it.
Now, you got it. That's, again, the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Just want to make you aware of a conversation that is ongoing, and which could lead to a potential utility rate hike for those Duke Progress Energy customers, upwards of some 15-20% moving into next year. And when it comes to small businesses and the impact that they have in our community, talking with a small business owner in the last half hour when Nick Vaugh joined us, local restaurateur, small business owner, anywhere between 65-70% of money spent in small businesses stays right here in the community. Well, on the flip side of that, talking about large corporations, the advantages that they have, the tax breaks that they receive, large companies, thinking of the Amazons, the Walmarts of the world, that only keeps anywhere from 1-5% of their dollars spent in the local community. So when we talk about shop local, shop small business, the direct impact it has on our area, the business owner, their employees, our economy as a whole, a massive impact as compared to the little trinkets and trunkets that you might buy through Amazon or over at Wally World. It's 8:51 here on Hot Talk 99.5. The Hot Talk hotline and text line is 839-9950. Congresswoman Nancy Mace is going to join us a little after 9:30. Congress on recess this week. What do you know? Going to get a week off ahead of the government shutdown looming coming up on next Tuesday. That said, they'll have one day of work to hash out a resolution to keep the government funded through the start of the holidays. And it'll be back to the drawing board once again at the end of the year. Make it make sense. Let's just kick the can down the road like we have since the mid-90s. The last time we had a fiscal year budget in place. Oh, and by the way, that budget was balanced as well. You have to go back to 1996. I was 12 years old the last time Congress had its act together in terms of putting together a spending plan for the federal government. 839-9950 is